come to order. On my watch, it's exactly 8:30. Will the Senate come to order for the 61st legislative day? Senate will stand at ease. Is for the 61st legislative day. Will members please vote to signify their presence in the chambers?
The roll shows 13 members present. Senators Josephson, Kelly, and Rudy are excused from the call of the Senate today.
This morning's chaplain is Senator Eliason. Will all please rise for the invocation.
Eternal Spirit, we turn from the noise and hurrying of life to the peace that can be found only in thy presence. Forgive us for falling under the domination of material things, for becoming dull and selfish. Forgive us the restlessness that afflict us for lack of self-possession and serenity of spirit. Enter into our minds, we pray thee. Free us from serfdom of two things and from confusion of thought. O thou who transform the hearts of those who seek thee, teach us to cultivate the quiet mind, which knows how to turn to thee in time of turmoil and be at peace. Center our thoughts upon the ordering of our minds, upon strength of character, friendship and love, service to others, the fruits of culture, and the possession of enduring satisfactions. O God, support us in our resolution to take time to live and to inspire us to make real our professed friendship for thee. In the realm of silence and the world of action, may we learn to possess a little of thy wisdom. We wait before thee with minds too eager to receive thee. Still our passions, conquer our weaknesses. Come, gracious Spirit, come. Amen.
Senator Duncan, will you lead us in the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the certification of the journal, please?
I wish to certify us the correctness of the journal for the 60th legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 60th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, the journal for the 60th legislative day is approved by the State Senate as certified by the Senate Secretary. Madam Secretary, will you show Senator Binkley and Senator Fahrenkamp's presence in the chambers, please? Do we have introduction of guests this morning? And Senator Szymanski has joined us. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
Senator Eliason.
Madam President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a delegation here from the city of Metlakatla. In the far gallery is Mayor Harris Atkinson, Councilman John Scudero, Bernard Guthrie, and Tom Guthrie. Welcome to the Senate.
Further introduction of guests. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages this morning, Madam President.
Messages from the House of Representatives.
There are no messages from the House of Representatives.
Do we have communications?
Report received from Mark Michelson, Project Coordinator, Rural Development Division, Department of Community and Regional Affairs, Alaska Statewide Service Delivery Area Job Training Plan Summary for Program Years 88 and 89.
This will be referred to the Community and Regional Affairs Committee.
Those are all the communications this morning.
Do we have reports of standing committees?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 49, encouraging mining education and earth science programs within the state, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher, Chairman, concurring. Senators Fannin and Jones, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 49 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the rights of states, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Katula, Chairman, concurring Senator Strzelczewski, Rody, and Josephson. Senator Fake signed due pass. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 461, liability of hospitals for the actions of certain non-employees, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 461, Judiciary, and a majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Katula, Chairman, concurring Senators Justison, Rody, and Strzelczewski. Senator Fake signed due pass. 2-0 fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 461 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
That is all the standing committee reports this morning.
Do we have reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Resolutions.
Resolutions first.
Okay.
Sponsor. Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 63 by Senators Jones, Elias, and Jaroff and Fisher, opposing the closure of the Stikine Area Regional Supervisor's Office of the United States Forest Service.
This is a sponsor substitute, and you may have heard the last few days the other body has chosen not to accept sponsor substitutes. There's no legal reason for doing that. So I have accepting this and referring it to the State Affairs Committee, where the original went, and to the Resources Committee, which is the subject matter of this particular resolution. But I conferred with Tam Cook, our legal person, and there is no legal reason for not accepting sponsor substitutes, and it's not in violation of the joint rules. So I have chosen to accept them, again differing from the other body. And further introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no further resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill number 487 by the Labor and Commerce Committee for an act entitled An Act Relating to Mechanical Administrators.
A Labor and Commerce Committee Finance for referrals.
Those are all the Senate bills this morning.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Secretary, read the item on the calendar.
Honoring Lowell T. Thomas Freeman by Representatives Pierce, Martin, Furness, Hanley, Sawacki, Collins, Cotton, Ellis, Grunberg, Pershaw, Senators Halford, Strzelczyk, Fisher, Fakes, and Rohde.
This is a discussion. Senator Ewing.
Yeah. Madam President, I would like to be shown as a co-sponsor. I would move an ask for that.
Without objection, Senator Ewing will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Freeman citation. Senator Curtula.
I make the same motion.
Without objection, Senator Curtula will be shown as a co-sponsor. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Lowell Tom Freeman be approved.
Without objection, the citation on this morning's calendar has been approved. Is there unfinished business today? Senator Duncan.
Madam President, may I ask, am I excused from a call on April 8th?
On the?
8th of April.
8th of April. Yes, sir.
Yes, I think, thank you. I'd like to change the reason for that excuse from personal to state business. Do I need to make a motion on that?
No, sir. That's just.
And I'd also like, moving to ask consent, I've excused from the call of the Senate on April 7th on state business.
Without objection, Senator Duncan, you will be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, April 7th for state business. Further unfinished business, Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a brief at ease.
The Senate will stand at ease with your unfinished business, Senator Zara.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused on March 17th and 18th on state business.
Without objection, Senator, you are excused from the call of the Senate on March 17th and March 18th. St. Patrick's Day. Senator Curtula, sir.
Move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call House on April 7th.
April 7th?
April 7th.
Without objection, Senator. Senator Curtula will be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, April 7th. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 435 is an act relating to driver's licenses. It has had a fiscal note of 35-7 added, and I would ask that Senate Bill 435 be given a further referral to finance.
Without objection, Senator. Well, good afternoon, Senator Abboud. Senate Bill 435 will be given an additional referral to the Finance Committee. It does have a fiscal note. This is an act relating to driver's licenses, Senate Bill 435. Further unfinished business, Senator Abboud.
Would the Secretary of the Senate please note the presence of me in the chambers this afternoon?
Further unfinished business. We're glad you made it, Senator. Announcements. Senator Halford.
President, Finance will be meeting at 10:30 on Senate Bill 415. We'll also be meeting Monday with a joint presentation by the Mental Health Board. That's House and Senate together with the HES committees.
You're meeting at 10:15 this morning?
10:30.
10:30. Further announcements? Yes, Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, announcing for the Senate Joint Committee on Economic Recovery. There'll be a meeting at 5 p.m. Monday, March 14th in the Butrovich Room. This was to take the place of the canceled meeting on Thursday. On the agenda is going to be discussion and finalization of committee support for proposed and existing legislation, so I hope that the committee will all be present and participating. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Coghill.
Madam President, Senate Resources Committee this afternoon, 1:30, teleconference all day on the Maricopa Bill.
Further announcements? Senator Lyson.
Madam President, Rules Committee will meet at 1 this afternoon in the Belts Room. We're taking up SCR 54, deals with secretaries, with SJR 12, which deals with state boundaries, and Senate Bill 461, liabilities of hospital for the action of certain employees, 1 o'clock.
Senator Abood.
Thank you, Madam President. This afternoon at 1:30, we'll be hearing in the Senate State Affairs SB 383, an act relating to suspension and revocation of a minor's driver's license to drive and the definition of a driver's license. SCR 50 relating to senior citizen housing. SB 406, an act relating to contributions from permanent fund dividends. SB 444, an act relating to eligibility for permanent fund dividends, providing civil penalties for certain conduct involving permanent fund dividends. And Senate Bill 280, an act relating to the issuance of permits and consistency determinations.
Special orders. Senator Curtula.
So I move asking unanimous consent to be allowed to comment on, under special orders on cross-section of oil prices and budget.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor to comment.
Oil President of the Senate, there's been some rumors in the hall, and I do not seek to speak ill of any other body. I have tremendous respect for the finance committees of both bodies, quality of the individuals and their integrity. But there is a rumor that's been about for about 10 days now, and I wouldn't want us to fall into the following scenario because it becomes something of a trap. We swear to uphold the Constitution of this state, and every morning it goes through our mind, I think, a little bit when we pledge allegiance to the flag. And the Constitution requires a balanced budget. And just because we may put in place figures that would show that the budget was balanced doesn't mean anything whatsoever. And I wouldn't want the Senate to fall into the trap of having to accede or accept a bill that was indeed completely unbalanced. There may be an argument between $1 or $2 in the value of the products from which we receive the royalties and the taxes. That's justifiable. It's even justifiable in estimating that things will improve, but a vast discrepancy is not. And I think that at the very least, if we have a budget brought over to the Senate late, it has to act upon it almost as by fiat. I think that every bit of information should be before the public on where we stand vis-a-vis balancing that budget. And I think it can be done. I think it probably will be done. But as one of the members of this Senate, I seek to bring that before us now so it's part of the discussion as we go into the budget. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Sturgeon.
Yes, Madam President, move and ask unanimous consent that I can bring up a minor matter to the Senate this morning.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the privilege of the floor to talk about a minor matter.
A minor matter of good news. It's really easy to take on the press for alleged sins of commission and or omission. But the Daily News, if any of you saw an ad yesterday called Good News, and they ran an ad last week where they said, call in and tell us if anything happy is happening. And apparently their switchboard was literally overwhelmed. They had in excess of just in the first few days over 100 calls. And so they run one ad, and they'll be doing three more about good things. For example, our residential sales and number of units increased 33% in 1987 over 86. So far this year, we're 51% ahead of 1987. We have, although our program state funding was cut in 1987, we've increased our services for 132 160,000 hours in 86 to 160,000 hours in 1987, and other things like that. And I think it's a real day brightener, and congratulations to the Daily News.
Further special orders. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday, March 14, 1988.
Without objection, the Senate stands adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday, March 14. Senate is adjourned.